Okay, v'siyata d'shmaya, today's daf is Pei Dalet in Maseches Pesachim. Our daf is going to discuss two topics. One is the halacha of what qualifies as meat that could be considered a kezayis for an individual to be included for the Karban Pesach. We know that every person needs to be able to eat a kezayis from the Karban Pesach, so you're stretching Karban Pesach thin. What qualifies as a kezayis of meat? The second topic is going to be the mission on the bottom of Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, discussing which meat is subject to the Isser Shviras Etzem. Let's begin three lines on the top. Kol ha'nechol b'shar ha'gadol yochol b'gdi arach. Anything that's eaten in a shar ha'gadol, in an animal that is an ox, which is, as we're going to see in the Gemara, big and strong, yochol b'gdi arach, the parallel to that would be in a gedi, a goat, for the Karban Pesach, that is also considered the kezayis. V'rashei knafayim v'sechusim, and the area of the shoulder blades, as well as other cartilage, is considered meat because it is edible. Says the Gemara, Rabba Rami. Rabbi asked that if you read the Mishnah carefully, it really seems to be a stira. T'na, kol ha'nechal b'shar ha'gadol yochol b'gdi arach, v'she'ein ha'nechal loy. So the mashmos, so the reisha is that which is echol b'shar ha'gadol. But then the seifa says, Eima seifa rashi k'nefayim v'sechusim, v'ha hani lo mesachli b'shar ha'gadol. Asks the Gemara, the shoulder blades and that cartilage, that's not eaten by a large ox. So therefore, it's a steer between the ratio safe. It says Gemara, "Lo tanoi yitzmach lekstani v'achiktani." Kol nechol b'shar ha'gadol yochol b'gedorei rach. V'she'ena nechol loy. That which is eaten in the shar ha'gadol is eaten in the gedorei rach, and what's not is not. V'yesh omrim. And some say af rosh gefayim v'sechusim. So there's a second opinion that says no. The rosh gefayim v'sechusim, even though it's not eaten in the shar ha'gadol, can qualify for the gedi because the gedi is softer, and there are other parts that are more edible. So it comes out, some machlokes. That's how Rabba learns. Rabba Amar Mahin Ktani. Rabba learns that what the Mishnah is doing is the Mishnah is qualifying in the Sefer. V'hachik Ktani. Kol ha'nechol b'shar ha'gadol b'shilka. You add that we're talking about the ox that is cooked. Yochol b'gedi alach b'tzli. That which is cooked in the shar ha'gadol, if it would be roasted, so then when it comes to Karban Pesach, will be fine. Where the Gemara tells them Shabbos on the Membeis on Membeis, Tzricha Milcha Bishula Kibisra Detura, that when it comes to meat of the ox, that it is quite tough. So when it comes to ox, often you have to cook it to make it soft. When it comes to the goat, you just have to roast it to make it soft. And what's that? Umahein. Mahein means it's clarifying. What is it? Krasha Gefayim Sechusim, that even though by a shor it needs to be cooked, a gedi would still qualify as its kezayis of basar, because once it's roasted, it's soft enough. Tanya kavasi, Rav, we learn the brayso like Rav kol nechol b'shar ha'gadol kishilka yochol b'gedi arach b'tzli. Umahim rosh ha'kavuv v'sechuchim v'gidim arachin midinin kebasar. The Gemara now has a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish in regards to the sinews that become hard. Take a look at Rashi, gidin shesayf from lahakshus. Rashi says gidei tzavar, that if you have the neck, the sinews around the neck, who b'gedi v'tzlehein rachim, they're soft. Now, the gedi is a Karban Pesach when it's young. It's going to get older. The Karban Pesach could only be brought under the age of one. So therefore, it is going to be soft. But if it sticks around later on, then it's going to get harder. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nimni Aleim BePesach. Rabbi Yochanan says that it can qualify as a Karban Pesach. Rish Lakish Amar Ein Nimni Aleim BePesach. Since it's going to get hard, it wouldn't qualify. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nimni Aleim BeBasar Hashazin. Rabbi Yochanan says you go after the way it is now. Rabbi Shlakish Amar Ein Nimni Aleim BeBasar Sof Azlina. Rish Lakish is quite a chiddush. Even though right now it's edible, nevertheless, you don't consider it as basar. Eisvei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Nechah B'Shar HaGadol, Yochah B'Gdi Arach, Umayin Kroshik Nefos Ezuchim, Haniin, Aval Gidin Shesof Ala Hakshos, Lo. It sounds like that when it comes to Gidin Shesofon Lahakshos, so then that sounds like that it's not included. So Rish Lakish challenges Reb Yochanan. It's only Rosh Hashanah. Amar Lei Tana Hani. Our Mishnah mentions these. V'hu Adich La'anach Hani. And it also would include these Gidin Shesofon Lahakshos. My time. Tomas Achli B'Shar HaGadol B'Shilka. He goes with the Pshat that Rava had said above. That what do we compare to? We compare to the shar ha'gadol, that is, its meat is cooked. Haninam yisachli b'shar ha'gadol b'shilka. You could actually cook the sinews and it would be eaten, and so therefore it would be fine. There is a machlekes between Rashi and Tosis over here about what the sofon lahakshos is. If you take a look, Tosis quotes Rashi's pshat that says it's the gidei hatzavar, and the Riva has a question. Eini Riva, damashon dahashta, Heim rakim kibasla gamri. Vafilu reish lakish al pasul elam shum besof. Ulu il ka'amar el pshita begidei tzara mashu shem regilin lios nosar vein ruyin la'achol kamaat samos. He points out that the Gemara earlier on Pei Gimel Amid Beis says that constantly they would leave over the neck area, the sinews. Sounds like it wasn't edible at all. So the Netziv points out that if you take a look at Rashi, when he says Gedi Arach on the Mishnah, Rashi says it's a Pesach ben Shmona Shanim, ben Shmona Yamim, excuse me, 8-day-old Karban Pesach. Says the Netziv, the Gemara was talking earlier about a Karban that was much older than 8 days. But if we're talking about an 8-day-old, so then in such a case, even then, that would be so soft, they'll be able to use. That's how the Netziv is miyashish. Back into the Gemara. Amale Rabbi Yomile Rav Avin. Yazaz kamei du Rabbi Yaval Rami lei mi amir Rabbi Yochanan ki din shtav la'akshas nimna lei mepesach. Alma basar hasha zlinu we go basar hasha va boi minei rish lakshim Rabbi Yochanan or haroi shel egel harach ma'u shi yitame. What's the halach in regards to the hide on the head of a soft calf? Va amru lo, and he said to him, ein mitame. It's not mitame. The or harosh is not mitame. Why? Because later on, it's gonna harden, it won't be ochel. Alma, so you see, even Rabbi Yochanan himself, baser b'sof hazlin, doesn't go baser hashta. Amar lei, derama lachal ochashel kimche. Whoever asked this question didn't take care of his flour. In other words, he didn't get the sugya down ad asof. Ahadabe Rabbi Yochanan gavi derish lakish. Rabbi Yochanan was chozer to Rish Lakish. He was moded to Rish Lakish that you're not counted to the Karman Pesach. On Gidim Rakim Shesofan Lahakshus. Va'amar Lei, Al Takni Teni. And he said to Reish Lakish and Chulin on Kof Chav Beis and Beis, don't ask on me when it comes to the Ara Rosh, because Shebeloshin Yachid Anishonosa. That Mishnah is a Das HaYachid, and we don't follow that Mishnah. Now we begin the new Mishnah in regards to Shvir Asetzim, Hashavir Asetzim at Pesach, Vahatahar. Hareza loike arboim. Someone who breaks the bone from the Karban Pesach, as the Torah tells us, ve'etzem loisish beruboy, so he gets malchus arboim. Aval ha'moiser b'tohar, v'ashoiver b'tame. But what happens if it was already moiser and then you broke it? It was left over, it was already moiser, or it was tame, ain't a loike arboim. So then there isn't a malchus. Bishleim a moiser b'tar, the sign lo sum menu ad boiker, vanoise menu ad boiker, ba'akos litin aseacha loisa ase. So the Torah says loisa siru, and then it says vanoise mi menu. So we know that when it comes to noiser, you don't get malchus because it's a lavanitik la ase. Divre Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaakov Omer lo min Hashem uzeh. No, the reason when it comes to moiser that you're not going to get malchus is a different reason. Amshum dahavi lav she'im b'maisa, because it's a lav she'im b'maisa. Noiser is a lav. So this is a common machlokes. We have in Malkus a few times as well. What's the reason why you don't get Malkus? Some a lav nitik lase or lav sheim b'maisa. So too, you have this question in regards to noiser. So then the Gemara says, "What's that?" Right. So that's a big discussion in the Mefarshim, 100%. That, in other words, you're pointing out that's also lav sheim b'maisa. Does that mean the man d'amar who holds lav nitik lase disagrees? Disagrees that lav shem b'maisa in lo kin olav. Yeah, that's a discussion. The Gemara continues. El shayver b'tamei min olon. But what about someone who shayver b'tamei? What's the makar? Da makra. As the pasuk says. In other words, when it comes to by noisa, we already know it's not subject to malchus. But what about a shayver b'tamei? How do you know that? Da makra. V'etzel meisishvru. Boy. We're talking about a carbon pesach that's kosher, but kosher will be possible, period. Tanarab bonav etzlai sishburu bud, bebas will be possible. Rebbe Yomer bas ach, bebas bayis echod yachel, veetzam lo sishburu bud. Kol aroy lachili yeshbom shum shvir setzim. So Tanakama says, as we said above, boy, be kosher will be possible, but there's a different dissenting view of Rebbe. Rebbe emphasizes that it needs to be roy lachila. Needs to be called Sheroy Bachila Yeshba Shvir Setzim. Shein Roy Lachila Ein Bo Mishum Shvir Setzim. So now the Gemara wants to know what's this machlokes between the Tanakama and Rebbe. My Beinai. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Pesach haba b'tuma yikabeinayu. The nafkamina is going to be Pesach haba b'tuma. L'man damar kosher. According to the man damar that says that the only time this is shvir satsum is if you have a car in Pesach kosher, if you came tamei, hi possible, it's possible. But l'man damar roi l'achila, but according to man damar says roi l'achila, hanami roi l'achila. If it becomes tamei, it's roi b'achila. As we learned, Rashi points out in the third line, in Daf Ayin Vav Amabez, that Pesach that's Ba Betuma is Nechal Betuma. It's true, says Rashi above that, that it's still called a carbon pasul. It's called a pasul because Tuma Dechuyehi Betzibur. But do you eat it? The answer is yes. So it's interesting. Here's a Farish Gemara that says that a carbon that's Tameh, that you brought, that was Dechuyah Betzibur, we call it a carbon pasul. It's like an answer to a trivia question. Where will you be Mekayim a mitzvah with a carbon pasul? So the answer is, a carbon Pesach, if it's Tumah Dechuyah, according to Man Amar, Tumah Dechuyah Betzibur, in such a case, that's how it works. The Gemara continues two lines on the top of Yosef Amar, Ki Aigavno, Dekuli Alma, Eimah Mishum Shvir Setzim. No, everybody would say that in such a case, there is no Shvir Setzim. Why? De Rebbe La Kulei Ka'asi. Because Rebbe was coming to give us a kula, he wasn't coming to give us a chumra. V'hai ha'pasal hu. Then this is pasal. Rebbe was only coming to give us a kula. Ella ha'isel shas kosher v'nifsal ikabeinah. We're talking about a different nafkamina, and that is it had a shas kosher, and then it became pasal. L'man damer kosher ha'kosher. According to man damer that says it was kosher, that it was kosher, it's kosher. L'man damer roi lachila hashto lav roi lachila hu. But now it's not Roy Lachila, that's the Tziur of Rav Yosef. And Rav Yosef is the second Tziur in the Machlokes. We are going to have a litany of Hezbeirim from the Amoraim, what Rebbe and the Tanakhama are arguing about. I think we're going to have 6 or 7 different Hezbeirim. It's going to take us throughout the Daf, what those different Hezbeirim are. So this was number 2, right? We had the Hezbeir first of Rav Yirmiyah, now we have Rav Yosef, and we're up to number 3, Abaye Omer. So Abaye says, Kol ki agavne ein bo mishum shvir setzim. No, in all these cases, no shvir setzim. My taima, hashtem yesel pasul hu. Because at the end of the day, if it's pasul now, no one would hold that there's shvir setzim. El shvir setzim oid yoimi kabeinayu. We're talking about a regular carbon that was kosher, but you did shvir setzim before the zman achilas karb pesach. L'man omer kosher, the man omer who says that needs to be a karb kosher in order to have shvir setzim, ha kosheru, and therefore the halacha would be that you're over shvir setzim. Man omer roi lachila, hashla bar achila hu. It's not a bar achila now. So that's the pshat in Rebbe. Rebbe's saying roi lachila. Rebbe's coming to be mafkia that if you broke the etzim on that day, on the day before the night, then there isn't the Isser of Etzim L'Sishbara. The Gemara doesn't like this. That if you said, there's so many people, I want to join in Dovi's Karim Pesach, there's so many people who already, all the Ashreinu boys already chap the rein. So I want to join. So they say, wait, there's no more space for you. Then they say, we forgot about the brains of the Karim Pesach. So could I join in that you could be minding me a kezayis from the brains? Rebbe Yarmin Nimnin al Moyach Shebarash, Vein Nimnin al Moyach Shebekulios. You could be combined into the Moach Shebarash, but not the Moach Shebekulis. Moach Shebekulis is other marrow, not from the brain itself. A Moach Shebarash might time a whole Vyochal Goro Lotzi. You could easily take it out. And now, without breaking anything, you could easily take it out. V'isalkadai says Gemara Shvir Setzim Bod Yom Shapir Dami. And if you're going to say there's no problem to take it out even during the day, because there's no Isser Shvir Setzim, Sekulis Nami, even the other bones, Nitav Rei Mebod Yom, break it during the day. The brains, as we said before, you can't take it. You could take it out without breaking a bone. But the problem seems to be that when it comes to Kulius, so that you can't take it out without breaking a bone, but according to above, you are able to take out a bone. We just learned in Abaye's Terrace. Abaye says, according to you, you should be able to take a coal and burn it out. If the way in which you break through is not by breaking it with your hand or with a utensil, but with fire, then it's okay. So what are you going to say? Abaye Amar Mishum Paka. Abaye says there's an entirely different reason. We're afraid that not only are you going to break the area where you wanted to get the moach from, but rather it's going to break another bone. In other words, when you burn it, you're not breaking it. But if you add heat, it could cause, and so what does the charcoal do? It burns through it. But heat could also cause the other bones to break. So if you burn through, that's not a problem. But the heat will cause the other bones to become brittle, and then they would break. So that would be a problem. So that's the reason why you can't do it. Rav Amar Mishum Hefsid Kachim. Rav says that it also doesn't work. The Kamafsele Biyodayim. We're afraid that the Eish is going to destroy the marrow itself. So therefore, Mebod Yom Nami. So therefore, when it comes to during the day as well, even though Minat Torah, there's no problem of breaking the bones. Nevertheless, during the day, people are going to start seeing people starting to do it that way, then they'll even do it at night, and then they will come to break bones. Okay, so Abayu has been nitche. We're up to the fourth pshat in what is the Nekudas HaMachloikis. Rapapar Omar, Kolki Aigan Kuli Alma Yeshbar Mishum Shvir Setzim. All of these cases are concluded in Shvir Setzim. Mai Taima Lu'urta Michzila Achila. He says that this is wrong. Once it's going to be roi at night, then even the day there's going to be Yisr Shvir Setzim. Why? Lu'urta Chazil Achila. We're talking about the Eva of Karban Pesach that went partially out of the Chaymos Yerushalayim. Manda Omar Kosher, Ha Kosher. According to Manda Omar that says it's kosher, is Doch Kosher. Umanda Omar Roy Lachila, Hai La Bar Achila. And according to Manda Omar that says Roy Lachila, it's not Boy Lachila. No, it's the Karban Pesach is kosher. But at the same time, this Eva, because part of it went out, is not Roy Lachila. So therefore, you're allowed to cut that part that was Yotze, because not Roy Lachila. It's not going to be subject to Shviras Etzem. So this is the Pshat that was Pshat number 4 of Rav Papa. Pshat number 5. What Yotze means that went out partially from Yerushalayim, outside of the Chomos. So now the halacha is you can't eat that aver, but the carbon is still kosher. So if we're talking about whether it's, and now we want to know whether the iser applies to that area. So that you can't eat that aver, What if you broke it? Were you over the iser? So the carbon itself is still kosher. So then it would not be according to the first day, but according to roi achila, it's not roi achila, and therefore you not be over. Fifth explanation. Rav Shish is bray derimi kol karav de kuli alma ema mishum shari setzim. Rav Shish says in that case where it went out, that aver went out, so then it's not going to be subject to shvir setzim. The high aver who posel who? That's considered aver posel. You're right, the carbon is not posel, but the aver itself is posel. And therefore, everybody would agree it's not subject to shvir setzim. Aye, then what's the machlokes? El shvir setzim bino. Bino means no. Al tochum menu no. Raw, not cooked. El Shvir Setzim, what happens if it was raw? Ikabena mandamer kosher kosher. According to mandamer, that's the first mandamer who says that as long as it's kosher, it's shabbat Shvir Setzim, this is kosher. Mandami roi lachila, hashtein roi lachila. But it's not roi lachila when it's raw. That is Rav Sheshet's explanation. Explanation number 6. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar kol ke'agam yesh bo mishum Shvir Setzim. It is subject to Shvir Setzim. Da chazil achila. Demati leva achila. It's going to eventually become edible. Ela shviras ha'alya ikah meinayim. What about the tail? You don't eat the tail of the Karban Pesach. Lamanda amar kasher u'kashu. Lamanda amar roi lachila ha'inu roi lachila. The alya legavoya salka. The alya goes to gavoya. So that is explanation number 6 that the Gemara gives. According to Rebbe, since it's legavoya, it's not going to be subject to shviras etzim. Explanation number 7. Ravashi Yom HaKol Ke'agam Navadei Mishum Shvir Setzim. Davadei Inu Roi L'Achila Klal. Everybody would agree. Even the Tanakhama would say it's not even part of the Achila. And therefore there's no Isser Shvir Setzim. It's not even part of the Karban Pesach Kosher. El Eivor Shein Lov Kizayis Basar Ika Beinayim. We're talking about an Eivor that doesn't have Kizayis Basar. L'mandam Er Kosher HaBasaru. According to Mandam says Kosher, it's Kosher. L'mandam Roi L'Achila. But according to Mandam Roi L'Achila, if it doesn't have Kizayis, it's not Roi L'Achila. But Inon Shir L'Achila Ve'Leka. So that is Rav Ashi's explanation of the Machloik. The Tanakhama says that it's going to be subject to Shvir Setzim because it's kosher. The other man, when it doesn't have Kizayis Basar,
And the other man Amar says, no, it's not Roy Lachila. To be called Roy Achila, it needs to be a Kezayis. Ravina Amar, what are we up to, number 9? 8. Ravina Amar, Kol Kei Gavna, Les Bei Mishum Shvir Setsim. The Be'inon Shvir Achila, everybody would agree in the above case. He disagrees with Amor above. And he says, Ravashi, he says, everybody would agree that there is no Shvir Setsim because there's no Shvir Achila. Ele Ever She'en Alav Kezayis Basim, Remokum Zeh. V'yeshav Kezayis Mokum Acher, Yikabinayu. It's one Ever. Part of it has a Kezayis Pasar, part of it not. You broke, not you, Ruvain broke the part of the Etzem that doesn't have a Kezayis Pasar. L'man Amar Kosher, Kosher, this Aver is Kosher. L'man Amar Roi Chabinon, Shir Achila, Mokum Shvir of Aleka. That man Amar holds the need to have the Shir Basar on that bone. Okay, now we could, I feel like Aseres Bnei Hama. Ashmoina Amaroyim Gedolim, not Aseres Bnei Haman. Now the Gemara says, so of all these Amaroyim, we did Shmoina Amaroyim Gedolim. So now of these Shmoina Amaroyim, who do we have? So here we have an amazing thing. We have a Braisa that's Mefurish, like four of them. A Braisa says four of these conditions that they said. Tanya, Karbo Minayu. There's a Braisa that says like four of them. Sanya, Rebbe Yoimir, Baisachal Yechel, Vetzel Nesishwuwa. Ala Koshu Chayiv, Ve'ena Chayiv, Ala Apostle. So we learned that you're on a kosher, you're going to be chayiv and not chayiv on the apostle. So that's Rebbe. That's what we learned up until now. Oh, now the Braisa spells out. If there was a shasa kosher and it became apostle, so it's not subject to shvir setzim. That is like what Rav Yosef had said above. Rav Yosef had said this idea that needs to have a shasa kosher. Again, and now continues the Braisa. Yesh bo shir achila, yesh bo mishum shvir setzim. If it has a shir achila, there is shvir setzim. Ein bo shir achila, ein bo shvir setzim. That is the opinion of both Ravina and Ravashi that we saw above. Haroi lemizbeach, ein bo mishum shvir setzim. If it's something that can go on the mizbeach, there is no iser of shvir setzim. In other words, it's not for achil, it's not subject to shvir setzim. That is the shita of Nachman Bar Yitzchak by the tail, because the tail was only al gam mizbech. B'shas achila yesh bo mishum shvir setzim. If it's during the zman achila, there is shvir setzim. Shlo b'shas achila ein bo mishum shvir setzim. That was Abaye, that Abaye said that during the day, it isn't going to be subject to shvir setzim. So if you count it, it works out, that's like four of the Amoraim. Geshmak. Okay, so basically this whole Amud was explanations of Shitas Rebbe, and then ultimately we find a Braisa that works at least according to four out of the eight. Okay, we start a new Braisa. Itmar. Ever Shein Lov Kezayis Basar Mokum Zeh, V'yesh Lov Kezayis Mokum Acher. So that was what we had discussed previously. Rebbe Yechanan Omar Yesh Bo Mishum Shvir Setzim, Rish Lakish Omar Ein Bo Mishum Shvir Setzim. Esvei, but there's a Kasha that Rabbi Yechon asked Rabbi Shim ben Lakish, v'etzim l'sishbaru boy. And what did we learn? Echad eitzim sheish al basar, v'echad eitzim sheen lov kezayis basar. So it applies to both of them. It applies to both of them. So what exactly is that case? My ein lov kezayis basar. Ein leimo de ein lov kezayis basar klal. If you can say there's no meat on it at all, how could there be an Isser Shvir Setzim? There needs to be a Kezayis Basar that we mentioned from the Braisa above. El Olav, so Rabbi Yechon turns to Reish Lakish and says, Hachi Kamar, Echad Eitzim Sheesh Lov Kezayis Basar Mokum Zeh, Ve'echad She'en Lov Kezayis Basar Mokum Zeh, Ve'esh Lov Kezayis Basar Mokum Acher. So this would be a Kasha on Reish Lakish. So what we had learned from the above Braisas, Rabbi Yochanan asks on Reish Lakish. Amar Le, what's Reish Lakish going to answer? Loi, hachi kamar. That's not how to read the Braisa. Echad eitzim she'esh lov kezayis basar mi b'chutz. Ve'echad eitzim she'en lov kezayis basar mi b'chutz. Ve'esh lov kezayis basar mi b'fnim. What it doesn't mean to say is the etzim that doesn't have a kezayis basar at all. The area doesn't have a kezayis basar. No, it's talking about where it doesn't have it on the outside, it has it in the inside, like the marrow. So then it's going to be chayiv, even b'mokum shvira. It's going to be aser, even the kezayis basar b'fnim, on the mokum shvira. And that's how Reish Lakish is going to defend himself from Rabbi Yochanan. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Reish Lakish's raya to this shita. Siyata d'shmaya, tom v'nishlam, Daf Pei Dalid in Maseches Pesachim.